Roy and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Mandy?
Yes.
Hey, welcome to War of the Roses. We got your email, so tell us what's going on between you and your boyfriend, Randy, which, by the way, that's adorable that you're Mandy and Randy.
I know, right? So we've been in a relationship for about 2 years, and so it's kind of one of those things that are we going to be moving forward with our lives? And, you know, the last couple of months, like, I thought everything was kind of going more forward, and then all of a sudden he has this salesperson that he works with when he's traveling, and he used to call me as soon as he was out of a meeting, and he used to, you know, constantly check in with me and, hey, babe, just got out of this meeting. You know, I just wanted to tell you all about it. But now I find that, you know, they're traveling together a little bit more closely, and he doesn't stay in touch with me as much. And I'm just kind of concerned, and I don't know.
What's her name?
Her name's Kelly, and they travel together.
You kind of have that feeling where nothing in particular is making you feel this way. Maybe you just want to test his loyalty and see if your jealousy is worth something or not.
Well, maybe it's not jealousy. Yeah, maybe it's intuition.
It's not terrible. It's just that, you know, he'll say like, oh, we're going to go have a drink and then, you know, I'll catch up with you later.
Mm-hmm. That's an observation.
It just feels like it's changed.
But it's always her.
Right, but it's not. They're out traveling, so it's just
the
two of them. So that's all.
I get it.
Oh, really?
Wait,
it's just
a little bit?
So it's just the two of them on the road? It's not like a whole group of people traveling?
Yeah, that's why I was saying I was concerned. They used to be a little bit more separate.
Yeah.
And they would travel and then meet at the office. So now they're like taking Ubers together to the office that they're doing the sales in, and now they're going out to eat afterwards or meeting up at the bar.
And it wasn't like that before.
Like together traveling. No, it's just when they first started working together, they didn't, you know, I'm assuming they didn't know each other when they first started. So now they've been doing this for the past couple of 6 months or so. And so now they're just kind of like make travel plans together. And they,
oh yeah, that's
kind of
weird.
Uber rides
because typically you have territories in those kinds of jobs, you know, so they would two people wouldn't have.
OK, yeah. Say no more, Mandy. We're going to do the war. We're going to do your war. You took the time to email us. We're going to call Randy.
All right. I'm dialing him up right now. I'm going to try the cell.
OK.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Randy, please.
This is him. Who's this?
Hi, Randy. My name is Pamela. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm actually calling with some good news for you. We were having a Facebook tag contest, and one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your name to get a dozen beautiful free red roses that are worth $100. Do you have someone that you'd like to send them to?
Sure, yeah.
Great. Let me just get a little information from you here. And then I also have a card to go with those roses as well. They are romantic roses. So who would you like to send these to?
Mandy, M-A-N-D-E-Y.
Okay. And what would you like to put on Mandy's card?
Put... This is just the beginning. Big things are coming, ..
Okay, that sounds sweet.
Randy, oh my gosh, that's so sweet. I'm so relieved. I was really worried there for a little while.
What's the ...
Yeah. What are the big things coming?
Maybe he's pregnant. We don't know.
Listen, you are on War of the Roses, Randy, on the MRL Morning Show.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yep, maybe you heard of it. We bust cheaters. And the good news is you weren't cheating. You sent the roses to your girlfriend, Mandy. The bad news is that she feels like there might be something going on. That's the reason why she reached out to us. So, Mandy, you want to tell him or you just want to skip that and move on? Whatever you want to do.
Oh, baby, I'm so sorry. I really am concerned about you traveling, and I feel like we're not as close because you're always traveling with Kelly, and you guys are going out after work together and things like that, and I really just was really worried, and I didn't know where we stood right now.
Oh, my God.
I thought that maybe this would be an easy way to figure it out.
You're worried about Kelly?
I think Mandy just probably feels a little left out, Randy.
Oh, my God. No, babe. Kelly, come on. I guess this is a better time than any, but I've been thinking that we might want to go ring shopping soon. If you were, you know, if you wanted to go pick out a ring, and we can, you know.
What? Of course. Oh my gosh! Really? That's wow.
There you go.
We always ruin surprises.
Hang on, though. And I don't mean to be Debbie Downer, but this still doesn't explain why he's spending all this time with another woman.
Okay.
I mean, why?
We work together. Me, Kelly, like, trust me, there's nothing, even in another life, nothing would ever happen between me and Kelly.
Okay, definitely, so Randy, Mandy told us when you and Kelly first started working together that you guys didn't co-travel together, and now there is... It's making her uncomfortable that there's this co-travel. Why is this happening?
We're pretty successful, and we've been, especially lately, taking on a lot more accounts. So okay. It's just easier for us to communicate if we're, you know, together.
Well, clearly like it's working because the girl's talking sense on you putting a ring on it.
Yeah.
And locking her down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally believe him. There was just this sneaking suspicion, and I'm sure it was nothing. And they are very successful, and they have been making, you know, huge leaps in the industry right now in doing some great sales. So I'm really happy that, you know, their team is working out. It just kind of put just a little bit in the back of my mind about maybe they were closer than I thought that they were.
Yeah, I get that. And if the shoe were on the other foot, if she were out traveling with another guy, I'd probably feel the same way. So I totally get it.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing the license plate that says Mandrand.
Okay, Mandrand.
Come on. Guys are made for each other. Yeah. Mandy and Randy.
It is adorable.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.